NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The city of Houston will agree not to annex the Woodlands if a $50 million agreement is approved next week. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh tells us both city and township officials like the deal.
If the agreement is approved, the city would promise not to absorb the community of more than 110,000 people to the north of Houston.
This agreement we have is a win-win.
Brad Bailey is chairman of the Woodlands Township, which would pay the city $50 million over the next 3 years in exchange for the promise.
That would give the city some short-term relief on their obligations, but to give the Woodlands the ability to finally put to bed the annexation thing.
By forestalling annexation, the city of Houston would pass on a significant potential source of revenue. The township forecasts nearly $51 million in property tax collection in 2027, with the tax rate 3 times lower than Houston's, as well as nearly $43 million in sales tax revenue. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
A Harris County Sheriff's deputy has been reassigned after allegedly detaining a 23-year-old woman for over an hour waiting for ICE to respond. FIAL Executive Director Cesar Espinoza is asking the Sheriff's Office to clarify its procedures for coordinating with ICE. That's after Jocelyn Pinaloza Mangana was arrested.
If this officer acted against policy, he needs to be terminated immediately, so that the Harris County Sheriff's Office can regain the community trust. Otherwise, this will only further the divide in the community, and this will only increase fear in community members.
The Sheriff's Department says a deputy involved in her arrest has been reassigned to non-traffic enforcement duties. That's pending the outcome of an internal review. The Astros meet the Yankees in New York again tonight. First pitch is just after 6. Heat advisory continues until 7 this evening. Clear skies tonight, overnight low expected near 8.